Today is November 13th, 2023. I have 9:05 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, first order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 473727 through 473789. Warrants 8264 through 8268, one journal entry or transfer.
Do we need to mention the voided check at the bottom?
I'm sorry. And approve voiding check number 473275.
Just for clarification, the checks you're wanting to approve is 473727 through 473789, except for check number 473275?
Well, unless I'm missing the numbers, there is that in within that group of checks that I listed, 473-27.
It's below.
It's below.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So, okay. And then warrant second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from November 6th, 2023, and also executive minutes from November 6th, 2023.
Any questions?
Nope.
Move to approve regular session minutes November 6th, 2023, and executive session minutes November 6th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have the University of Missouri Extension update. Come forward, sir.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, Nick.
We have in front of us, Mr. You can have a seat at either one of the microphones if you'd like. I'm going to call you Tim because I'm not good at pronouncing your last name.
Schnockenberg.
Schnockenberg. Mm-hmm. Representing Missouri State University.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension.
I'm a Missouri State grad, but I work for the University of Missouri in the Extension program. And I appreciate, just wanted to spend a few minutes discussing our agricultural program here in Taney County. I have served Taney County for 21 years as a field specialist in agronomy with Extension, and based in Galena, and we have really had great support from the commission to conduct our programming, and we hope that will continue. We do educational programs specifically in my area in agriculture, mostly with our livestock producers in the county. And what I've given you today is just an example of some of the educational programs that I focus on and have done and will do in Taney County. I'm really delighted that we have a field specialist right here in the county in agriculture now with Jake Heffley. And Jake, I just, you know, I've been on many hiring committees around the state, and I think we really have a strong person here in the county working with the producers. And so Jake Heffley is an ag business specialist, and you will see more of him as time goes on. And I will say, I was in the office the other day. He and I went to a farm visit at Rick Burkhart's in Taneyville the other day, and I don't know if you've been in the office, but it's just a totally transformed office. It's amazing how much they've cleaned up and put away, and it's just a professionally looking office. And I encourage you, if you haven't been over there, to drop in sometime. Melissa Widger has been great to work with, and we are in the process of planning our annual livestock and forage conference that we put on here in the county each year. And I will be called upon you, Nick, to come again when we get that date set. Working on program ideas for that. So we're always open for your input on directions that we could be taking or should be taking in the county. Best numbers I could come up with, there's about 16,000 cows in the county. And Missouri is a cow-calf state, number three in the nation. Missouri is number two in hay production, number two in number of farms, which we have about 400 in Taney County. And we feel like, even though this is a very strong tourism county, agriculture still has a strong part to play, particularly on the eastern side. And we want to support them, and we do that by you know, giving advice and recommendations, but research-based, unbiased information with information that will help them do their jobs better and produce food for us here and beyond. And so, you know, fertility in particular, soil testing, pest management. I get a lot of questions from pest management regarding weed and brush control in the county. Cultural practices, what do we do in droughts? You know, are we going to kill cows when we turn the cows out on Johnson grass in the middle of a drought, which we've had some people have lost 50 to 70 cows around the state this year because of that issue alone. Individual farms have lost that many cows, and we don't want that here. So I get those questions continually. We also... you know, have done demonstrations in the county, particularly with native warm season grasses, the forages that were here before fescue. We're trying to bring those back, and there are some great initiatives through NRCS to do that. And so we're guiding people in doing that. I've got a demonstration going on at Brown Branch right now, Rob Dalton's. We've also had the university come in and do research, replicated trials here in Taney County. Specifically, Mike Combs over at Walnut Shade has hosted a university trial on greenbrier control. It's the only greenbrier trial I've seen in the whole region. So we've got some good information now that we share with producers because of that. Secondly, the Master Gardener program I'm also involved with. There's 106 Master Gardeners between Stone and Taney County. They're all volunteers. They extend the resources of the University of Missouri horticulture program greatly compared to the three specialists that we have in the region to do those programs. And they are really some of the most active master gardeners I've ever seen. Obviously, the demonstration garden right out here at the Extension Center is a testament to that. There's two places in the county where they put on monthly educational events. And obviously, horticulture is a big business in Taney County when it comes to tourism and the number of people who live here and the landscape material that is purchased every year. If you did the math, I'm sure you'd find it's a significant part of our you know, our economy in Taney County, and so they're contributing to that. They have a spring gardening workshop every fall, spring in Branson, bringing in 200, 225 people every year for that. But the monthly programs are at Taney Hills a library, and also right here, the morning in the garden programs that they do monthly. So those are the main things I wanted to address with you today, and I really appreciate your support. I just hope that you'll find that the return on investment is high for extension in this county. Janice Weddle, I hope, has already shared with you some of the numbers that we've come up with. It shows that beyond what the County Commission provides in the county, just how much more impact we bring in by sponsorship dollars, grant money, and that sort of thing through some of these programs that we offer. So do you have any questions for me or comments?
When Jay came in and he looked at the office, he had his ideal right then how to uh-huh. make it more like an office, because it was a house before uh-huh. they took it over. But and the county had went along with everything, and he worked with her auditor on any furniture that they want to remove, that they knew what was the county's mm-hmm. and what was theirs, and so they've been good to work with on that also.
Great.
No, and I do appreciate the extension because they don't just work with the top cattle producers or the top forage producers. They work with even the smallest farmer that has five head of cattle. So
right.
I do appreciate that for them.
Yeah, and I will say too, Nick, that the extension really got the Cattlemen's Association in Taney County going. When Colin Hill was here, it was his idea. Who was somebody, he was our agronomy assistant. Most assistants don't take on those projects, but he did. And he got it going, and then later when he left, he moved on to he got Tammy Holder at CFO involved, and she chaired it. Now Rusty Berry's the chair. I was just there the other night giving a presentation, so we support them with educational information. And, I just feel it's important to keep that industry thriving in this county.
Oh, and indirectly with bringing the cattlemen's in, that it also produces the Mo Beef program
yep.
for the local schools too. So mm-hmm. it was a win-win where it's just trickled down from good ideas from the top down and
yeah.
Eagerness to achieve goals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know what you were talking to us on, but an important thing for our people of the county is your VITA program.
Yes, VITA is very strong here, and most counties don't have that luxury to have the volunteer income tax program at their disposal, and it's very active here.
Yeah.
I'll also say that I've worked with many people who have moved here from other areas. I can think of people from California and Arizona. You know, many of our families homesteaded Missouri back, 100, 150 years ago. There are homesteaders today that, are coming to Missouri looking for a better life. And I get calls from people who are moving in every week looking for ways of making something happen on their property and agriculturally. So we try to support those folks as well.
All right. Any further discussion? Tim, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have our monthly budget report. We have with us this morning Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commission. I'm here to present to you the monthly report for October 2023. GCR started the month of October at $11,845,012.73, and it is currently at $12,406,764.80. Other funds, including Road and Bridge, The CART fund is at $2,542,209.